Philippians chapter 4. Agree with one another and be happy. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, you my glory and crown, be steadfast in the Lord. I beg Evodia and Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. And you, Sychicus, my true companion, I beg you to help them. Do not forget that they have labored with me in the service of the gospel, together with Clement and my other fellow workers, whose names are written in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. And may everyone experience your gentle and understanding heart. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. In everything, resort to prayer and supplication, together with thanksgiving, and bring your request before God. Then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, fill your minds with whatever is truthful, holy, just, pure, lovely, and noble. Be mindful of whatever deserves praise and admiration. Put into practice what you have learned from me, what I passed on to you, what you heard from me or saw me doing, and the God of peace will be with you. Paul's thankfulness. I rejoice in the Lord because of your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me before, but you had no opportunity to show it. I do not say this because of being in want. I have learned to manage with what I have. I know what it is to be in want and what it is to have plenty. I am trained for both, to be hungry or satisfied, to have much or little. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. However, you did right in sharing my trials. You Philippians, remember that in the beginning, when we first preached the gospel, after I left Macedonia, you alone opened for me a debit and credit account. And when I was in Thessalonica, twice you sent me what I needed. It is not your gift that I value, but rather the interest increasing in your own account. Now I have enough, and more than enough, with everything Epaphroditus brought me on your behalf, and which I received as fragrant offerings pleasing to God. God Himself will provide you with everything you need, according to His riches, and show you His generosity in Christ Jesus. Glory to God our Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Greet all who believe in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters with me greet you. All the believers here greet you, especially those from Caesar's household. The grace of Christ Jesus the Lord be with your spirit.